same sound in the sleeping awake. Kill their ears, go into changes, collecting my tears. Thirteen, 99. Just spend a little time, sit back and see a show. Just let the colors go.
Yeah. mice he'd heard.
Food for flight,
just what he needs. It's the law of nature, it's life's sprouting seed.
Boys and gas streaming from a nearby stack. One way to bring it into an ice flood bag. Think of all the souls doing time instead of life. Why not learn your thoughts to moonbeam nights? Bad brings worse, it's called eternal thirst. Bad brings worse, it's called eternal thirst.
Thank you. trees and all the animals around my face. I feel your touch all on my body, and I know I'm
Okay, hello, and welcome to the end of summer as we know it. That's right, after Labor Day, it's all over. You get those cool nights, and we just forget all about it, because now we got to worry about going back to school. But that's where I come in. I'm KBC, this is the Bit Slap, and today we bring you some more psychedelic goodies from the golden age of, whatever it was. We started with something called the Potato Land Theme, which was, of course, the theme to an album by Randy California and Ed Cassidy of Spirit, while Spirit was trying to decide whether to break up or kill each other or carry on, whatever they were doing. But they put this out under the name of Captain Copter and Commander Cassidy in about 1972. It languished until the early 80s when they actually released it. Following that, from the Crown of Creation, Jefferson Airplane, 1968, If You Feel. Sounding the Sleeping was Lee Michaels. Blue Cheer after that, Out of Focus, from their first album called Vincibus Eruptum in 1968. Ain't No Blues was Moo. Could find no information about Moo, except that it could be either a letter, a unit of measure, or a philosophical principle, which is just very slippery and got away from me entirely. And then we finished that set with Come Alive, from Arthur Brown's Kingdom Come. A Crazy World of Arthur Brown. A couple of years after he managed to put the fire out on his head. And that was from an album called Journey, back in 1972. So today we bring you psychedelic goodness for your listening pleasure. Hope you enjoy it, and I hope you stay tuned. I will be back with more. Coming up, a long, festering promise.
to myself, why shouldn't I?
many years since she gave up the race. You see the old man with the pipe in his mouth. His heart's still young, but his energy's gone. The old years are here, that's very clear. The old sit back and watch the children play. The children are now all playing with guns. It's many years since they played only with balls. The change has come for the old and the young. What was it like when the first baby was born? Changes are here, please listen and hear. Do leaves still fall like they did last year?
Look at me like I throw me out all alone. Thank you.
Okay, let's settle down for a second here, and I'll say a few words, and we'll be on our way again. Harmlessly bouncing down the corridors of life. All right, hope you've survived the political bullshit that's going around. Both the Republican and Democratic conventions are... Thank God the Republican one is over. I have never heard such drivel and bullshit in my entire life. And I have a feeling, because it hasn't happened yet where I am, that the Democrats are going to be just as bad. So, don't get me started. All right, forget it. All right, we started with a long-held promise I had to you. I promised you I'd play that a long time ago. That was the Electric Prunes from their album Artifact, a song called Mujo 22. Artifact was their last record. Came out in about 2001, I think, although it may have been as late as 2006, because I forgot to write it down. After that, we heard from Procol Harum off Shine On Brightly, their second album in 1968, and that was Rambling On, kind of like your host here today, Rambling On and On and On and On. After that, The Monkees, a song written by Carole King and Jerry Goffin from the movie Head in 1968. A very weird experience, if you're into that sort of thing. Give it a shot on Netflix. You won't be sorry. That was the Porpoise song. After that, The Message and Changes. No information on The Message. I will invite you to Google Message on your Google machine and see what the kind of crap you come up with, all right? That was a song called Changes from an album unknown. I think I owe that to Dr. Tom. Dr. Tom got me that years ago. Following that, The Peanut Butter Conspiracy, a band started in the mid-60s by... Spencer Dryden and others. Spencer left to join the Jefferson Airplane. And that was called Too Many Do from the Peanut Butter Conspiracy. They have roots in other bands like Clear Light, etc., etc. And then finally, Morgan of Dreams. I invite you to look that up also. You'll find that it's a unit of land measure. It could be anywhere from 1.5 to 2.5 acres. What the hell kind of thing is that? Anyway, off we go. Leaving you with one more mind-bending tune. You'll recognize it, and I'll see you next week. Please have a good week and stay out of trouble. I mean that. Bye-bye.
Come on, it's so easy. Oh,